Podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Greetings and salutations, friends!
Good morrow, fair gentles.
Hi.
Gentiles?
And Gentiles.
Genitals?
And genitals.
Good morrow, fair genitals.
Yeah, I'm on my work laptop.
Your air?
No, my work laptop.
Oh, you're right. You want an air.
Yes. Fuck you.
But didn't you win it at a work event?
I did.
Oh, in your
checkmate.
Face.
Checkmate!
Biatch.
No, I take your king!
No, you cannot QED off of that.
QED?
Thus it is demonstrated.
How does that stand? How does QED stand for that?
It's Latin. Quod...
Fucking... We're in goddamn America.
Quod
we speak American.
Demonstratum,
we're not in Latnia.
America.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where they speak Latnian?
Andy, America.
Oh,
America.
I'm sorry.
Fucking America.
Not Latin America?
Exactly. All right. Shall we start?
Haven't we already?
Oh. No, I thought those were just... Those bone mows were just for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do we ever stop?
You could say we can't stop. Uh-uh. You could say we won't stop.
Uh-uh.
You could also say, Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, it's the return of Monday Night Tan Fights, Christmas edition, with Krampus versus the Grinch, with the winner battling the Karate Monkey. I guess we'll find out. And we talk about the Duck Dynasty controversy and Noah's trip to New York. And when you hear this sound,
you can call me Nanerpus.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Oh, oh, oh! Merry Tancast! And the Count is here for some reason.
Ho, ho, ho! Crisp, clean. No caffeine.
Fuck, I'm the 7-Up guy. It's a star-studded Christmas special.
Come on, Noah, do your Cranston.
My voice talk good, right?
Who?
I don't know. I'll do Noah.
1-1 shitty opening. All right, before this gets worse, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in your motherfucking Tancast.
Yeah. All up in your motherfucking Tancast.
Merry Christmas! Look at my dick!
There we go.
He did it! He was on a tape delay from the moon, but he did it!
Tim, my wife wanted me to thank you for picturing her naked a couple episodes ago.
I did?
I guess you did.
That's what Tim does. Tim's
yes,
like,
you said that you were going to take off your clothes to match the story or something like that, according to her. I don't remember the shit we talk about either, so.
Wait, so I said I was going to take off my clothes and that's picturing her naked?
No, I think you were picturing her naked and then taking off your clothes. I'm going to have to go back and check the tape.
Okay.
Next time, bring some facts, Andy.
Yeah, fucking the one guy who usually has all the words.
This is Tancast. If dealing with you guys for all these years has taught me anything, facts are always optional.
This isn't Fox News. This is Tancast.
Oh, okay. So facts
we
are
check,
usually optional.
Check and double exactly. Check.
Fine. I'll go back and cite my sources eventually. Just maybe not right this moment.
Yeah, see that you do.
I will see that I do.
Don't bring that bullshit around here.
And while he's doing that, shall we do today's feature? Our Monday Night Tan Fight Christmas special?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Karate monkey, right?
Motherfucker.
Karate elf?
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Karate
well,
reindeer.
All, okay, so I sent a text like, hey guys, should we do a tan fight? And then Andy started throwing out random things. And what was the one that led to Noah's obsession with the karate monkey?
I think it was Black Peter versus Judas. No, it was Krampus versus Judas. I think, is where we got to.
Yes, and then Noah Googled it and found Krampus versus Karate Monkey. And then insisted Karate Monkey be part of this thing.
As if Karate Monkey was a thing. Like, yo, guys, yo, Karate Monkey.
Have you seen the video?
It's a Karate Monkey.
The video of the monkey doing karate.
You can call me Nanerpuss.
No?
Sorry.
You mean the chimp doing karate? Chimp.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, we've all seen that. You threw me when you said monkey.
Tim's lying.
Tim's like, no, sir, that is a great ape.
No, I haven't seen the video of the chimp doing karate.
So, there you go. Karate monkey is a thing.
Except you just said it was a chimp, not a monkey.
Eh, monkey, chimp, all the same thing.
Nope, you're owned. Just admit
Racist.
It.
Racist!
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I always expect racism on Tancast. I just didn't expect to be called out in that specific moment.
We should always expect to be called out.
Yes.
So we decided. So the decision was, well, I wanted the Grinch versus, well, Andy wanted Judas versus Krampus.
Yep, because I wanted a battle of the shitty sidekicks, the shitty Christmas sidekicks.
And I said, how about the Grinch versus Krampus? Because I wanted, you know, holiday monster-ish things that would fight each other.
Uh-huh.
And Noah insisted, I believe his exact words were, Karate Monkey, motherfucker!
Exclamation point, number, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, number, number, number.
Ampersand, ampersand, semicolon, ampersand, ampersand.
Ampersand, semicolon, ampersand.
Exclamation point, exclamation point,
at
exclamation
symbol,
point.
Tittle, title, whatever.
And then it ends in an apostrophe. Just an apostrophe at the end. To get that point across.
Excellent. So as a compromise, I said, how about the Grinch versus the Krampus, and then whoever wins has to take on the Karate Monkey.
It's all right. Fine. It's not as good as Karate Monkey.
Well, Karate Monkey will be round two. Round
Karate
two.
Monkey is the Karate Monkey is the title. What do you call it? The
headliner?
The build fight? Yeah. No, when you go to see a boxing match, there's usually like a fight and then like a main fight. So I guess it's the main fight. This is, so,
main event.
Krampus versus Grinch is the undercard, and then the winner of that versus Karate Monkey is the title fight.
You can watch it.
We're losing people right and left.
Yep, I'm here.
You're like, now Cameron. You're talking undercards and main events? I don't understand. Shouldn't you be doing 10 laughs and then talking about your weeks?
We're doing that at the end.
This is confusing and unusual. I don't like it.
All right. Good.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. The Carlton is still a good dance, by the way. It's a joy to watch.
I thought maybe Noah was going to go for a second verse and not get there.
It's not unusual, but I boo da boo da da. Wah 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 wah, mighty beautiful blue ba da doo na ma ba dee.
All right.
It's unusual to see
Krampus.
You cry. I want to die.
I want you to die. So, Krampus versus the Grinch. So, do we want a specific setup?
Sure. You got one?
Well, I was figuring, you know, since they're both all about stealing things on Christmas, that they actually meet in a town square in Vienna as the Grinch is going around trying to steal all of Christmas, and Krampus is just going around trying to steal naughty children. Or frighten them, I guess, depending on which Krampus version you.
Does he eat them? Does he kill anyone?
Yes.
I can't remember if he kills or if he just takes the naughty children.
You're thinking of Santa Clanth.
Are you making stuff up, Tim?
No, it's from the Comedy Bang Bang Christmas special from 2011, where I.T. came talking about Santa Clanth.
If you're naughty or wicked, little boy or girl,
he slits
Santa Clanth. He comes in, he slits your throat and you sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Then he paints in blood on the wall a warning to the parents. Do not bear any more wicked children.
Oh, my gosh.
Your fruit is rotten and been found wanting.
This is a terrible story.
That's why he's got to slit the throat, because it's a long message.
Yeah,
you need a lot of blood.
You need a bleeder, too,
Is that the same guy that does the voice of Ice-T?
Yes. Didn't I say Ice-T?
Oh.
Did I ever even say Paul F. Tompkins?
I missed who you were saying.
Oh, yes, it was Paul F. Tompkins. And yes, he does the voice of Ice-T, and he did the voice of Ice-T in that particular thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, well, that was 2012, not 2011. My bad.
You can call me Nanerpuss.
Oh, fucking A, Tim. Get it right.
God damn it,
can't you fucking get anything right, Tim?
Get your shit straight, Tim.
I failed.
You have.
That's a weird cry. You're freaking me out.
So anyways,
what noise is that?
It's my crying noise.
So anyways, the Grinch Krampus grudge is because the Grinch is pissed off that Krampus is stealing the children, because then the children who were naughty won't wake up and see that their Christmas has been taken away. And Krampus is pissed off at the Grinch because he's stolen all the presents, and Krampus only wants to punish the naughty children.
Oh, so
he's... the Grinch is indiscriminate, and Krampus does not like that.
I see. And so they fight.
And so they fight. They fight to see who is going to ruin Christmas.
Now, do we know Krampus has any supernatural powers?
Well, he is depicted as a horned demon.
He's very horny, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
What? It's not the early aughts? That's not funny anymore?
He does roam streets jangling metal, like chains, I think rusty chains and the bells or pots and pans. I can't remember. But yeah.
Oh, so he's got special hobo powers?
He's got special hobo powers, yep.
Does he have the special hobo funk? Because that could come into play.
He does carry a sack into which he sticks kids. So
it's a sack of plenty, or what's it called?
a bag of holding?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, apparently the Grinch is also equipped with a bag of holding, because he got an entire town's fucking Christmas into one big-ass sack.
This is true.
Maybe they are both Time Lords, and the sacks are bigger on the inside.
This is possible.
I know what that means now.
You do! I'm so proud of you.
Nerds.
Nerds. Nerd fist bump.
Nerds, 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 nerds.
Nerds!
Any weapons?
Revenge of the Nerds? Nothing?
Okay. All right. Taking Krampus use the children as weapons. What the hell?
Yes, but only if the Grinch can swing his bag full of Christmas things as a weapon as well.
I like it. I don't know if he's strong enough to actually swing it, though.
I wonder if there's any weapons in the Grinch's bag.
Like, you think that some of the Whos maybe gave crossbows to their children for...
Yeah.
Oh, possibly.
For Christmas? Or for Whosmas, or whatever the fuck they call it?
Don't they call it Christmas?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just everything else that gets called Who something.
Right.
So,
I mean, the story is literally called The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yes. But
what
I think
they call it?
Maybe probably that was Christmas? Just for marketing. Maybe it was, if they call it The Grinch Who Stole Whosmas, everybody would be like, what's-mas? No, Whosmas. Now fuck this story. I'm not buying this for my
kids.
Would
call it, they would call it like holiday season or something, like the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Where they celebrated Life Day.
Oh.
More like Get a Life Day.
Am I right, nerds?
No, you're not right.
Oh,
you're so wrong.
Because we did know what the thing was.
True, but I haven't been able to stomach all of it, so there's that.
So, is this Grinch the spindly-armed, sneaking Grinch of the classic animated version? Or is this Grinch the ridiculously strong, like, can lift a mountain over his head Jim Carrey version?
When did Jim Carrey lift a mountain over his head in the
Well, he lifted
movie?
A mountain of toys. He grabbed the whole sack, but it was like the size of a building, and picked it up over his head.
Was this before or after his heart grew 10 sizes? Because that is really the difference in terms of Grinch strength.
Oh, you think... Well, no, because he got that thing into... Oh, no, he was using a Hoover. Hoover. To suck everything up.
And he doesn't like this movie.
Oh, you don't?
I liked it fine. It's okay.
Andy enjoys mocking this movie.
I do.
There it is. Andy's not putting up with any of this movie shit.
Okay, so So I think we've established that no matter what, the Grinch is definitely sneakier than Krampus. I mean, what with Krampus basically letting kids know he's coming with the jangling of metal.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like if you got big enough... If you got big enough balls, you don't care who sees you naked in the shower. You know?
I think that's Noah's philosophy.
Yeah?
I don't know anyone's... Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, someone referred to Krampus as the Batman of Christmas.
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
Oh, because he's fighting for justice.
Justice.
And he's sneaking in and...
Look at my dick.
Does that mean his code involves not killing? Did you say, look at my dick?
Yep.
Krampus was on Scooby-Doo.
It's got little horns on it.
Krampus was the disguise of Charlie the Haunted Robot controlled by Jason Wyatt for Mysterious Incorporated to distract Mr. E in order to steal his Planisphorific disc pieces. So Krampus has got that going for him.
I recognized words in there individually. My brain failed to make sense of that sentence.
So in Scooby-Doo, Krampus has the ability to make people's hair turn white and grow with fear, perform feats of super strength, melt objects with his eyes, and turn red. And stretch his tongue to wrap around victims.
But that was a robot dressed up as Krampus.
Yes, it was.
Keith Gardner's calling him Santa Clance.
Santa Clance.
Wait, what is his name? Santa Clance?
Santa Clance.
Clans. It's hard.
Santa Clance.
I know, but sometimes when you talk, I don't know if anyone's pointed this out to you or if you've ever watched your
What's
own
that?
Show, but sometimes you have a bit of a lisp where you say th instead of S.
You're saying I got a lisp? Me, I-th-t.
I-th-t. Did you hear how you just said that?
My real name is Tracy. You're saying I got a lisp?
Okay, I guess no one's ever pointed this out to you. In any case, so is it Clanth? Are we pronouncing that correctly?
Now, okay. If you're able to tell me that I have a lisp, you're not able to extrapolate and then figure out maybe what I'm saying.
So it's Clans.
It is Clans.
Clans.
Santa Clanth.
Santa Clans.
I can't believe... S-A-N-T-E-R.
Oh, Santa?
K-L-A-N-T-V.
Oh, Santa Clanth.
Santa Clanth. I said it a million times. This is outrageous. You guys are rude, and it's Christmas time. And I'm dressed as Santa Clanth.
You really love that IC impression, don't you?
I love Paul F. Tompkins.
I don't know if I would love Paul F. Tompkins' version as much as I loved Tim's right there. As I loved Tim's Paul F. Tompkins iced tea.
I don't do a good iced tea, but I do a pretty good impression of Paul F. Tompkins doing iced tea.
It's certainly tickling my ribs. Like Noah's dong.
Best Christmas ever.
Oh, in the Key and Peele episode, they did they brought home a dog that had Ice-T's face on it.
Oh, it's your little friend. Oh, well, yeah, she can stay over here and you guys can play. No, it's about to get freaky up in here.
Exactly.
Jordan Peele. He is so silly.
I do. I need to watch more of that show.
Yes, I gorged myself on it while my family was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Caught myself right on up. I think there's a couple episodes I've missed, but I think I've probably got about 90% coverage now.
I watched, there was like a string of them on Comedy Central while my wife was passed out in the bed after a wedding we went to.
Oh, I bet she was passed out. Giggity.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was for Andy, too, but for me, yep. Noah cut out. Oh, I bet she was.
Yep. I bet she was. Fuck it.
I bet she was passed out. Giggity.
Yep.
Tim wetted her so hard.
In the
butt.
No.
Yeah. You like put this ring around your finger. Yeah.
It's a cock ring.
It was Steven's wedding, actually. It was the first gay wedding I've ever attended.
Ah.
Oh, I didn't get invited.
You were in New York.
Well, they didn't know that.
They did.
Beforehand.
They did.
No, but don't you know the gays can see the future?
Exactly. That's one of the great things about being gay.
It is.
That's how they pulled out their money out of Pets.com.
Yep.
How was it?
This is going south.
it was great. Oh, someone didn't know it was a gay wedding. They're like, how was the wedding? I was like, it was kind of gay. I was like, and I started dancing. They're like, was it a same-sex wedding? I'm like, oh, it's important that you know that before I do my little dance after I say it was gay. So ask me again, and you'll find this hilarious.
What was your little dance?
Sort of like a soft shoe, but with my arms flailing.
Yep. Tim's little, I just made a joke. Did you end it with the 1 foot going crazy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just jazz hands.
Gotcha. Because
by that time, they were already looking at me quizzically like, what are you talking about?
And with jazz hands, gotta pull this thing out of the dive.
did you say they're a bunch of cocksuckers?
No, terrible. I didn't think to say that.
It's terrible.
Yes. then it turned out I was talking to the guy from Duck Dynasty, and he didn't want to have anything else to do with it.
Nope. He's no threat out of that conversation.
People are very upset at him.
It is a sin.
People are very upset at A&E for suspending him. So.
Yep. Nobody's happy about this.
Nope.
He should have just kept his hick mouth shut.
Oh, they suspended him?
A&E suspended him.
How
off
did
the
you
show.
Miss all this news?
I mean, I just he was in they, New York. I don't pay attention to Duck Dynasty. I don't read the articles. People link articles. I'm like, yep, that's all I need to know. He said gay was terrible. I'm like, all right, I don't need to know much more than that.
No, it was all about the headlines.
Well, usually the article says, like, A&E suspended Duck Dynasty star over blah, 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 blah.
I missed that part.
And then there's a change.org petition to have A&E bring him back, which has more signatures than the Ben Affleck Batman one, but only by a little bit.
People really love that show.
Supposedly it's the most popular reality show ever. Or non-scripted. I can't remember how they use like, there's this linguistic gymnastics they put through to make it like the number one
galabwapscop. So here's what I wonder. Do you think, like, because of this, like, do you think this guy will change his mind? Like, I'm like, oh, you know,
no,
I was wrong.
No.
So then I wonder, is like, why do we punish people for saying what they really feel? Wouldn't you rather know they feel that way than not know?
No, I don't think A&E is punishing him for it. I don't think A&E is like, well, we're going to suspend you until you change your mind. I think A&E is like, nope, we're not going to continue to do business with you because then it's going to reflect badly on us.
Exactly.
So you've got a different opinion than us. Sure, you have a First Amendment right to your religious beliefs about gay people and you know, people sleeping around and slutting it up and whatever and all the rest of the things that the dude said, which is more than just about gays, is being judgmental about a lot of different sinners.
Then saying that black people were happier in the Jim Crow South.
Yes, that too. Yep.
I totally missed all those
things that dude said. Gay wasn't. Honestly, I don't even think gay was the worst one. I think that blacks happier in the Jim Crow South was probably the worst thing he said. But yeah, no, it's not.
I feel
about,
like the NAACP was just like, fuck it, Glad, you take this one. We're done.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Yeah. It's not that they think they're going to turn this hick around. It's like, nope, we're not. Because now that he's said that, if we continue to do business with him, all these people are going to be pissed off at us. Anybody who is at all sensible about any of these items or anybody who disagrees with him.
So they didn't suspend him. They fired him.
Well, yeah.
At the last I read, they suspended him indefinitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the chick who just – I don't know if you guys saw this last night. Whew. The chick who tweets, she was like a PR person for like some company that does like GoDaddy and not GoDaddy, I can't remember, but a bunch of different websites you've probably heard of.
Uh-huh.
College Humor, I think, is one of them. Anyway, so she's about to get on a flight to Africa, and she tweets, "Hey, I'm heading to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Ha, just kidding. I'm white."
Whoa.
Then she gets on a plane with no Wi-Fi for 12 hours, and the internet fucking goes nuts.
Oh.
You can call me Nanerpus.
Okay.
So then her company is like, yeah, we don't endorse this. This is offensive and horrible, and we obviously don't condone this kind of thing. And on their website, she was removed as the contact person for whatever she used to do. And this all happened while she was in the air with no Wi-Fi to know what happened when she landed. And like, oh, that's what they had. The hashtag has, I forget what her name is, Joni Landed Yet. It was like the number one hashtag on Twitter. Like,
wow.
You know, you don't want to insult an entire continent and then fly there. Has Joni landed yet? So it's the same in that, like, she'll probably get shit canned, and it's not because they're like, oh, this will make her turn around. They're like, fuck, we don't need to be associated with that shit. I mean, it's almost the same thing. Like, she's PR. She's like the spokesman for them, and this Duck Dynasty guy, he is the face of their most popular show.
Yep.
And if he's going around saying shit that they don't want to reflect badly on their brand, they're like, well, we can't. Like, I don't think they should have suspended him, personally, but you know, corporate people overreact. Like, I think they should have made some big statement about how his statements don't reflect the views of A&E, but we respect his right to have an opinion or something like that. I think that would have been the way to go, where they get to distance themselves from his remarks, but they don't have to deal with the shitstorm of people who misuse freedom of speech when defending him.
Yeah, well, there's also the point here of it wasn't like someone overheard him say that stuff at a bar. It was like GQ was interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like he can backtrack from it. This was like he was in an interview and said all of these things on the record in front of a journalist. So the suspension may also be like, you know, not just like the whole overreaction. It also could be like, this dude knew this was going into fucking print and he said all of this stuff. That is not a risk we are going to continue to take.
Oh, I see. So if he's making further statements, it's not on our behalf?
Yep. Like, he understands. So, yeah, okay, so obviously he's got his own brand because he's got his own company making the duck calls and all that stuff. But he needs to understand that when he's doing business with us, when this show is on, that this Duck Dynasty is a brand that we own and maintain together, A&E and him and his family. So he needs to behave in such a way that he is not going to piss off vast sections of the populace, or else it's going to damage that brand, because this brand is very personally part of him. Like, he speaks for it. Kind of like this, if this chick had just worked for that company, the company probably wouldn't have freaked out about it. But the fact that she was PR meant that she was like part of their public face. That's like, yeah, okay, everybody can do something stupid. Everybody can, you know, make a racist tweet where they thought they were just being edgy. But if you are very, very visually front and center for a company, and you do something like that on was it the same Twitter account that, like, she did to tweet PR stuff for that as well?
That I don't know.
Okay. Because that would be even worse.
I mean, her bio does list her as, like, the, you know, head of PR, or did. She deleted her Twitter account as soon as she landed. Oh, I wish there had been, like, some sort of photo or video of her just like, oh, I'm just going to check my phone. What? Oh, that must have been the best thing ever.
Just land and be like, the internet took a wet shit on me while I was flying.
Wow, I got a lot of followers all of a sudden. What?
Oh my god. Oh, holy crap. I just Googled her and the Daily Mail went and dug up something from January that's her tweeting, I can't be fired for things I say while intoxicated, right?
BuzzFeed, like, within a couple hours had, like, top 16 other questionable tweets she's tweeted. Like, I had a sex dream about an autistic guy last night, FML.
Wow. Wait, who said that?
The same chick who wrote the Africa AIDS thing.
Oh.
That's like a core misunderstanding of what public relations means.
What are you talking about? Any publicity is good publicity, right?
Oh, sure,
we're talking,
yeah,
about her? Publicity.
Yep.
So, Krampus.
So, and the Grinch.
See why I wanted to do this first?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim. We're always stay on track.
So, I heard that the Grinch tweeted some really racist shit about Hispanic people.
What did he say, Andy?
I think it was something about, I was trying to steal all their presents, but the smell of bean farts drove me out.
Jesus.
I don't know. That was the worst thing I could think of off the top of my head. Is that acceptable? Will that get me fired?
I just want Andy to say something racist.
I just realized I'm recording this on my work laptop.
You better delete this.
Oh, delete, delete, delete.
I mean, not before you send it to me, because that would be that would make this morning utterly pointless.
Well, that would just make it like any other Tancast. Hey, everybody. Editor Tim here. Andy deleted his audio before he sent it to me, so you're only going to hear 2/3 of this conversation. We're going to put it up anyway. Why? Because fuck your ears!
Wow. Wow.
Oh, sorry. Too much?
No.
Dial it back a little?
A little bit.
Okay, so I think we've established that the Grinch is sneaky. The Grinch is strong after his heart grows, but we're not sure if his heart, or if he's strong before his heart grows. Krampus is definitely creepy.
So he's got that going for him.
Oh, my wife looked up the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original illustrations, and it does show him picking up all of the stuff before his heart grew.
All right.
So she is weighing in. The Grinch is strong, even in the original Dr. Seuss.
So I'm leaning towards the Grinch. Krampus is used to dealing with defenseless children, whereas the Grinch is just an ornery little fuck that apparently can lift huge things.
This is true. However, Krampus is going, well, then again, it's all the shitty children that he's stealing. So maybe the parents just aren't going to put up a fight. Because I'm like, Krampus is like announcing his arrival and then still taking the children.
Well, is Krampus strong? Like, how many shitty children does he carry around at one time?
You know,
a shitty child weighs more than one, well, depending on the type of present, I guess.
Yeah, well, Drew weighs about 35 pounds.
We got a bunch of lead.
Take that, Grinch.
What about Bananapus?
Bananapus.
What?
What the fuck is a Bananapus?
What was that? It was like a IHOP thing. Bananapus. Oh! Bananapus.
Oh!
I don't know why.
Bananapus? Nannerpus.
Nannerpus.
Oh, that's a link noise for this week.
What the fuck is a Nannerpus?
Oh, hang on. Let me find the video and link it to you. Oh, it's Denny's.
Oh, that what it was?
Yeah.
You can call me Nannerpus, Nannerpus.
Nannerpus, Nannerpus. That song was so catchy.
Jesus Christ, do I hate YouTube and their attempts to make me use my real fucking name again.
Woo!
Okay,
then.
What's wrong?
Google and their whole, like, YouTube real name Google Plus integration
thing.
Oh, the
fact that it asks you every single time?
Yes. Do you want to use your real name? No, I don't want to use my real name. Okay, we'll ask you again later.
they figure at some point you'll just give up.
Oh, and they kept trying to make it sneakier.
That's how I got my wife. I just kept asking over and over again.
Yep.
To find she gave up.
I wonder if there's like a Grease Monkey script where you can like disable that. There's got
to
be.
Or you can just do what I'm about to do, which is go in and delete your YouTube account, delete your Google Plus account. Like, fuck it. I'm not logging
into
YouTube ever again. I mean, I'll watch things, but it'll be untracked. Suck it. Suck it, YouTube. Suck my impotent rage.
But what about your Gmail?
So why did you bring Nannerpus into this? Is Nannerpus on the Grinch's side or on Krampus's side?
I don't know why. I just thought of it. Because you kept saying Kramperpus.
Santa Clance?
Santa Clance. Maybe think of Nannerpus. It doesn't make sense.
You're right, it does not. You're broken. There he goes. Pick up the pieces. I'm still going with the Grinch. I'm locking in my vote for the Grinch. Locking it in.
I'm going to go with Krampus. I mean, he's a demon, and he's getting kids away from parents. Like, hey, everybody, most frightening horror movie things, I'm announcing that I am coming for your kids, and I'm still going to fucking get them. Try as you might, you can't stop me.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, Noah, it's down to you.
Okay, we got Krampus. We got Karate Monkey.
He's hairy and horny.
He's not
There's
here
no
yet.
Karate Monkey!
Yeah. Since I don't know a lot about Krampus, I'm going to go with Grinch.
The Grinch wins! While Krampus is being raped by Superman, the Grinch fights Karate Monkey.
Who kicks his ass.
You see why we couldn't have Karate Monkey on the undercard? That would have just been over quickly. It would be like, whatever we said against Karate Monkey would win.
Of course, Karate Monkey always wins.
You know why?
Because he's Karate Monkey?
Because he's Karate Monkey. So even though apparently Krampus injured the Grinch a little bit, probably stuck him with a horn at some point during the fight, but then lost, the Grinch, having declared himself to be so strong, so powerful on this Christmas day, stealing all the shit. Now he's probably got the kids. He probably took the kids from Krampus. But no matter what happens, Karate Monkey is going to chimp out on him. He is going to chew his testicles off and then eat his face.
No! Oh, poor fella.
Sever the Grinch's foot with one bite.
And then his heart grew three sizes, is just going to pump all that blood out of his body faster.
Yep.
From all those wounds.
Yep. And after all of that, Karate Monkey is going to roundhouse kick him to the face.
You always got to end with a roundhouse kick.
To the face. You know what? It was good enough for Dr. Samuel Beckett. It's good enough for Karate Monkey.
All right, so Karate Monkey wins. I think I'm siding with Noah. I like Karate Monkey in this fight.
And that, children, is the tale of how Karate Monkey saved Christmas.
And then got raped by Superman.
This looks like a job for Superman. Yeah!
No, Karate Monkey kicks Superman's ass.
What? How?
He's also made out of pure kryptonite.
What?
No.
Bullshit.
It's true.
Kryptonite is not sentient.
I don't make this stuff up.
Or
this,
mobile.
This is what happens.
You exactly made that stuff up.
It's real. It's the real deal. Holyfield.
I feel like Noah's fallen into elementary school. No, Karate Monkey beats Superman. Why? Because he's made of kryptonite. That doesn't make any sense. You don't even make any sense.
Exactly.
It's the realer than real deal Holyfield, and now you N-words and hoes know how I feel.
Tim, I think Key and Peele's color check app would tell you that you're allowed to say that word.
Is that a truth? Is that a thing?
No, it was a bit they did.
They should release it into the App Store just because.
They should. Yeah, they may have. Who knows?
So it was like an app. It's like, am I dark enough to say this racist thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just take a picture of your skin, and the app will tell you whether or not you're dark enough.
It was on a slider. So like you fill in a bunch of information about yourself, like your name, your age, your location, and then you choose your skin tone based on a slider. Or you can just choose your skin tone based on a slider. And they're cutting around to like a bunch of, you know, like, you know, like elderly black couple, like, we can say it, a bunch of kids, we can say it, you know, a bunch of black kids, a bunch of just random cuts, and they're like some like white executive guy, apparently I can't say it. They cut back to the other people, they cut back to him, yep, nope, never ever, ever ever, can't say it.
That's a good show.
It is.
All right, so... how the fuck was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I went to New York. It was amazing. Good night, everybody.
Are we done?
No, not quite.
I guess Noah's done. That's all Noah was going
to
say.
Are you trying to wrap this up?
I was like, I got bitches to be fucking, yo.
I went to New York. It was great. I did all the touristy stuff. Not all of it. Most of it.
I was going to say, there's a lot of touristy stuff in New York.
I hit the big stuff.
It seems like to do all the touristy stuff in New York, you'd need to move to New York.
And then you probably wouldn't do the touristy stuff because you live there.
Yep. You know, we live here, but we never go there.
Exactly. I went to Statue of Liberty. I went to Ground Zero. I went to Ellis Island. I went to Grand Central Station.
Did you see anyone taking a picture of themselves flipping off Ground Zero or Grand Central Station? Or
nope, just the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, people love trying to lead you into telling us that story because you didn't tell us in the text.
That's all. There was no story. It's just like for some reason this guy like was standing up, flipping off, and taking a picture of him flipping off the Statue of Liberty. I'm pretty sure he was a foreigner.
Oh, well, I was like, why would? Tired and weak that does not yearn to breathe free.
Yeah, it's just odd. It's like, why do people love
tired?
And what is with it, like, that people love to flip off cameras or stuff in camera, like, when they take a picture?
Because people are dicks, Noah. Come on.
Now, it was people funny. Later, I took a picture of Roberto with his buddy, and they were both flipping off the camera, like, yeah, fuck you. I was like, I don't understand it. Although, I'm probably.
I like to be edgy.
I'd probably take pictures that people are like, really? Everyone does that. So.
I mean, you take still life photography while you're on jogs.
This is true.
Some grass. Seen on my jog. Hashtag.
I wonder how many dogs had to poo right here next to the street to make this grass so green.
If that was your commentary, the pictures would be worth it.
Noah thoughts.
So the picture's not worth it. It's worth 1,000 words, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those 1,000 words are all spelled with the letter Z.
Andy uses 1,000 words all the time. You see how well that works out.
Yep. I should just take pictures.
That would have been great if I hadn't knocked the microphone off my head while I was trying to make that joke.
Hey, guys. Hang on a sec. I've got a joke coming. Wait. Okay, here we go.
So I was looking on your Facebook, Noah, and it said, like, I'm here at MoMA. And then I was like, fucking Noah's still in New York? And so I texted you about it, and you're like, no, I've been home since Thursday. I'm like, well, then how are you just in MoMA?
I posted a picture after the fact.
What?
It's technology, my friend.
Why would you do that?
You don't
Why would you post it at the time?
It seems like a lie.
I forgot.
But I went to MoMA, and then I forgot until I got the digital pictures back from the...
But it's funny to me that people always think, like, that if you post a picture, it's, like, in the moment.
Like, don't... Because you tagged MoMA, like, you were there.
Well, I was at MoMA when I took that picture.
But you weren't when you posted it.
Well, no, but that was for a tag for when I took the picture.
Duh!
I'm going to go with no on this one, Tim. Sorry.
Wait a minute. I want to say there was something more to it that made me think it was happening right then. Let me look it up.
Did he check into MoMA when he did it?
Or he
did
said, he just damn, Campbell Soup Cans photobombed me at MoMA.
Yeah, I took that picture
as though
at MoMA.
You were at MoMA when you're posting it.
No, the picture was at MoMA.
No, I'm going to go with no on this one. Tim misunderstood. Well, now he's mad.
I'm not mad. I ain't mad. Shit.
If I said, damn, I'm at MoMA right now, shit's amazing, then that'd be a little different. It was MoMA.
And I was like, hey, y'all, come look for me. I'm at MoMA.
Right this second.
Right now. December 17th, 3:45 p.m. Pacific. Wait, why is this in Pacific? Don't you mind.
Was it cold in New York?
Was that?
Was it cold?
Yeah, it snowed.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. Jen, one of our listeners, was at New York at the same time. Caught in the same snowstorm.
Did you see
not
each other?
Not storm, but whatever.
I did not see. I did see Francis, which I don't know if Tim ever knew Francis. He worked at the cameras along with Kevin back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Not the, oh, yeah, Francis. The, oh, yeah, Noah sent a text with the, hey, it wouldn't be a Noah trip unless.
So, yeah, I was walking through, I think it was MoMA. Yeah, it was MoMA. And he was, like, doing a little tour with, like, some kids. I was like, hey, I know that guy. And I said hi real quick, and then I went on my merry way. Side note, I posted a video on Facebook called It's Not That About the Nail. Oh, I loved it. It was good.
You can call me Nannerpuss, Nannerpuss.
I even liked it and commented that I liked it.
You did.
Are you proud of me, Noah?
I'm so proud. It's a woman.
Everybody.
It's a woman and a guy talking, and she has a nail on her head, and she keeps complaining about all these things that have to do with the nail, and the guy's like trying to solve her problem. I'm like, I think it's the nail. She's like, no, will you just listen to me?
Like, why do you have to fix everything? He's like, I'm just saying, no, I just want you to listen. Okay. So I have this headache and all my sweaters are snagged. And he's like, yeah, that must be awful. Thank you.
So, yeah, oh, man, I was so, oh, A, my thighs got chafed from walking so much, which sucked.
Okay.
Sorry. I wasn't ready for that.
I don't know what to do with that. Oh, actually, I do know what to do with that. Noah, that's why I always travel, especially if I'm going anywhere that might be humid or warm, or both, or anytime I'm going to be doing a lot of walking, travel with a little travel-sized thing of baby powder and splash that up underneath your balls before you go out.
No, not my thighs got chafed. But what I would do next time is buy some of that Under Armour stuff that goes down to my knees.
Ah.
I think that would help.
Well, the baby powder stuff with the splashing under your balls is a tendency to drift down and provide a layer on your thighs as well.
Okay, good to know. The Met is probably the best museum I went to.
Huh, very good.
The Met just has so much art from different time periods and different areas of the world.
I was about to ask you if you saw any of the Smithsonian, and that's in Washington, D.C. Just because I saw it on the same trip does not mean that you would have.
I was going to ask him if he ran up the stairs, but that's the museum in Philadelphia.
You mentioned that last time, and did I tell you that someone retraced his route from, like, the movie based on, like, scenes? And, like, it's, like, 30-something miles?
Whoa.
No, I don't remember this conversation, but that is some interesting facts.
It is.
There you go.
We're talking about Rocky, in case people weren't up to speed.
I did walk up about maybe five or six flights of steps to get up to the top of the Empire State Building. Stairs suck. They always suck. It's like, this is a lot of stairs. I'm tired.
Did you go up to the top of the Statue of Liberty?
I did not. That was like an extra ticket that was sold out for that day. I bought like this little ticket pass that got me into a bunch of stuff for like $103. So, and that part of going up to Statue of Liberty was included. And I didn't really care. I was like, you know what? I can just observe it from down here. It looks beautiful.
You know what it looks like from the inside?
A lot of metal and pipes or like beams.
Lots of metal and beams and a shit ton of spiral staircase.
Now, did you go? But well, when you get up to the top, is it a nice view?
The windows in the crown are very small, as I recall. So it's a nice view, but it's very constrained. Like it points one direction, and then again, it has been since I was 11. So what, 26 years?
Was it anything like Ghostbusters 2?
She did not move. If that's what you're asking.
That is also
exactly
my recollection.
What I meant. Did you start to sing Your Love is Lifting Me Higher just to see if it would work?
No, I didn't try that. I didn't see anyone else trying it.
Should have.
I think she needs to be...
Oh, the guy flipped off the Statue of Liberty but couldn't think to play little Jackie Wilson?
But I think she needs to be covered in ectoplasm, correct?
I'll cover her in some ectoplasm.
Yeah. You don't have that much, Tim.
Hold still, Frenchie.
Oh, my God. That'd be terrible if you just, like, jerking off the Statue of Liberty. What are you doing? I'm covered in ectoplasm. Shh. It's going to take a while.
Haven't you ever seen Ghostbusters 2? Leave me be. I bought my stupid ticket.
Don't worry. This goo is positively charged. It's all going to work out.
Well, sir, he says it's positively charged, so I just let him go. You what? Haven't you seen the movie?
Yes, I have. Her foot has begun tapping. Stop that man.
I saw a play called Sleep No More.
Have you slept
once
since?
Once again, no one sounds in a hurry. I saw a play.
Well, we do have to wrap up sooner than later. It was like an interactive play that took place in this kind of, I think it was, you know, I don't know if it was ever really a hotel, but it was supposed to be a hotel, and it was on multiple floors. And at any time, there's multiple things going on these multiple floors. So you can kind of explore and watch one scene and follow those people around, or go to another room, watch another scene, or even just explore the building. There's a lot of, like, little hidden things that they've done. And there's always music playing. You know, it kind of reminded me of Bioshock. Like, the whole kind of 50s, 60s kind of feel. It's very dark and mysterious. I mean, there's no one jumping out at you, but, like, it just had, like, you know, if I had to think of something, I'm like, this kind of reminds me of Bioshock a little bit.
Oh.
And the whole play plays,
that's
like,
interesting.
Three times in a loop, and then there's one final scene that only goes once.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it was super interesting. Like, I want to go back and see it again. Like, I spent a lot of time exploring the whole building because I was very curious. I heard there's, like, secret passageways and stuff. But not a lot of time watching the actors. So I want to go back and actually watch, you know, follow more people around.
That's some innovative shit.
It is.
Yeah, I was like, it was pretty amazing. Like, I was like, this is something I haven't seen before. And, like, even, like, you'd have to go back so many times just to see everything. Like, someone said there's, like, 14 hours of material going on in, like, that hour.
Ooh.
Wow.
Pretty sweet.
I'd go nuts because you know how I play games that are like that where it's like, I got to see everything.
Yes. You could not spend an hour looking at the corner making sure there's nothing in there.
But there's like cracks leading to
this
corner.
I guess you could, but you would have wasted your hour.
It's clear the designers of these cracks intended me to follow them to this corner. There's going to be something.
And then, like, sometimes the actors will reach out, like, for help. And if you grab their hand, they'll take you into some room that, you know, not everyone gets to go into.
Oh.
Is it the champagne room?
There's no sex in the champagne room.
Oh.
I don't know.
But there's apparently a hand job.
No one grabbed
me. You get some possibly charged ectoplasm for the Statue of Liberty later.
I went to Cat's Deli, walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. I met a Tancast listener.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, Louisa.
Oh.
She drove down and we hung out Friday. And then we went to the Empire State Building, Grand Central Station. I tried Shake Shack, which was delicious. And Louisa was very nice. I had a good time hanging out with her.
That is random.
Well, she knew I was going.
Well, it still seems weird to me that, like, that there exist people out there who we have never met who listen to this shit, and then it's possible to meet those people. That's the weird part for me. Like, I can't wrap my brain around that.
I was saying, like, she's the first person I met that didn't have some connection to one of us before we did Tancast.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
because you met Jerry, but who I knew him before.
Yeah. And I randomly passed by Dean at the train station.
Ah, yes.
And he took a picture of me one time.
Yes. Creeper. But you know what? Dean's been commenting on almost every single one of my blogs, so I like that guy.
I'm not saying I don't like Dean. It's just funny. It's just like
I just meant by calling him Creeper made it sound negative.
Yes.
Well, didn't he say that?
I'm saying he did, but yeah, okay. I'm just saying positive Creeper. life-affirming Creeper.
I had some New York pizza. It was delicious.
Now you got to go to Chicago and find out if John Stewart's right or wrong.
I also had a red velvet latte from Dunkin' Donuts, which was fucking delicious.
Fucking delicious.
I had one every day, just about.
Okay.
I went to Wall Street and they're touching everyone loves touching that bull's balls.
Yep.
Like, there's people at the front and people at the back. Like, I'm going to take a picture of the front of the ball. I'm going to take a picture of the balls and touch them. They're filming something, which was kind of odd. Like, but also all the street was blocked off around Wall Street. And then But they weren't, like, stopping people from walking through for a part of it. Like, people were just walking through, and they just had a big camera. Well, I don't think they were filming at the time, but they, like, were setting up, and so I was like, I wonder if they're filming. And that's it. I had a good time. I would go back.
That's way better than my week.
What was your week?
I dropped my family off at the airport on Saturday morning. Almost didn't make it because idiots in Atlanta can't drive if it's drizzling, so, like, three of them ran into each other and completely shut down the freeway. Yeah. Then drove home and tried to take care of some stuff at home and pet the cats and ate a lot of TV dinners and went to work and came home and battled sadness. That was it.
You get very sad when your family leaves.
It's just like such a huge part of my life, like just missing all of a sudden. So it's like it's cool while I'm at work because I go to work. And I'm around all the people that I work with, and I have, like, all that interaction. But then it's like, I get home, and, you know,
do you think, like, you never really talk about friends there? Is it because you don't have, like, anyone to hang out with?
Well, like, nobody lives near me. So, like, all the people that I hang out with, like we hang out in and around work, but, like, fucking nobody that I've ever worked with has, like, ever been like, oh, yeah, I live in the same town as you. It's always like, oh, yeah, I live, like, half an hour to an hour away from you.
You got a car, right?
I do.
It's
not like Road Warrior. You got gas.
This is true.
I mean, because it seems like, I mean, this is the perception, like, you know, that people are always happy, like, oh, I don't have the wife, I don't have the kids, I can do whatever I want. Where you're like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah, that's kind of how I do it.
You too? I mean, maybe that's the perception that, like, you know, movies and TV shows put out there, but that's not the reality.
No, I'm with you, what you were saying, the perception. Like, I'm like, yep, I'm not watching anything. I'm fucking
I always remember when, like, Danelle's gone, you're like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to clean up, but I haven't done any cleaning up, so I'm going to do that now.
That's how I live.
Oh, man. Tim, like, regresses to his messy ways.
When the cat's away, the mouse ain't doing shit. The mouse is sitting on his fat ass. Hello?
Oh, I'm laughing. Oh, okay. Just laughing quietly.
I got a couple of points pile of streaming before we go.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I watched the Lady Gaga and the Gabaga, Lady Gaga and the Muppets Holiday Spectacular.
And
first off, inappropriately titled, it is not at all spectacular. I did live tweet it last night as I was watching it. But if you fast forward through all the Lady Gaga parts, the Muppets are very funny. Unfortunately, it's just a thinly disguised commercial for Lady Gaga's new album. So basically, that's what it's like. The Muppets are sort of like a sideshow. Like, it's like Lady Gaga performances and the Muppets. The Lady Gaga songs are just sort of meh. And, like, there's one point where she's trying to banter with Elton John. I was like, this is the worst fucking banter ever. Like, are they even in the same room? Like, they're not in the... Like, I want to say how much I love you and how much you have inspired me. Oh, well, you inspire me as well. Oh, yeah. This is how humans talk, right? Yes, they speak like this.
It's always weird when they cut, like, when the people are supposed to be, like, talking and they cut back and forth, and you never see a shot of both of them, and the backgrounds look like they're in totally different rooms.
Oh, no, they literally were in the same, like, they showed a wide shot with both of them. It just, okay. The interaction seemed like, you know, one was responding to the other 3 days later off of something they wrote on a napkin the night before. But anyway, worth watching for the Muppet bits.
I love the idea that they're both in the same room, and they have less believable interaction than Tim and I did when we recorded our bits for Call Waiting.
Truth. Let's see. I also watched the finale of Futurama, which I hadn't seen.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch the rest of the stuff. Because I didn't really watch it. It was on Comedy Central.
That was a good season. Very touching, Tim.
Oh, no, good.
Like, I felt like, you know, I've always enjoyed Futurama. It was very funny. But I felt like the last season, they had, like, a lot of, like, very touching, like, episodes. I felt, especially the last one, was very touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was touching myself while I was watching it. I was like, oh.
You're like, I love that one eye.
The world has stopped.
And then right after we got back from Steven's wedding, I, for some reason, and like unrelated reasons, I ended up watching In-N-Out. the movie about Kevin Klein.
Unrelated.
No, it was. I can't remember what. I was watching some. I was watching clips of some movie on. You know how YouTube has the like great clips thing where they show clips of movies. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
And so I can't remember what movie I was watching, but then it said, you know, see more clips by this actor, or the director, Frank Oz. I was like, I don't know if Frank Oz directed this. And I clicked on more Frank Oz, and I was like, In-N-Out. And then I saw a clip from In-N-Out. I'm like, I want to watch that whole movie. I look up Netflix. I'm like, I fucking can. And then I did.
Good movie. YouTube has full movies. Like, I was looking for something, and then there's like a clip for like a whole movie. But some of them look like they're just uploaded by random people.
Yeah, some of them are uploaded officially, and some of them are not.
Which I wonder, like, how is that still up there? Like, YouTube seems to jump on, like, little music videos so fast. Like, how do you not know it's, like, the hour, you know, and a half, you know, long movie?
Yeah.
I think it's easier to do, like, an algorithm for a specific bit of, like, a song, like, that you can detect. Whereas an entire movie, maybe it's not as easy. You know what? It'd probably be the same technology. Maybe they just don't do it.
Well,
maybe
also,
the movie companies haven't gotten that put together.
I thought there was a limit of how big of a video you could upload, or has that changed? Like, I thought you had
to be
like
changed a while ago.
Oh.
Haven't you seen those like 10-hour loops of things? As soon as it changed, people would like do like a 3-minute clip and then loop it forever for 10 hours. So it's like 10 hours of this song. Why? Why would you ever want that? Who's watching all 10 hours of this song?
Me.
Bullshit.
No.
You can't even watch fucking the Arnold Schwarzenegger clips put together for a minute. You're like,
I can handle a minute.
I did it already. I'm done.
Not 5 minutes though.
Well, whatever.
So, somebody did.
I can't argue with that.
I want to say it was either 8 hours or 10 hours, it was something ridiculous, of Prince Joffrey from Game of Thrones getting slapped, and it was just like slap, 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 over and over and over again. I could see putting that on in the background of like a party,
like with some techno music playing.
Yep.
Those were
slap, slap, slap. Speaking of Game of Thrones, have either of you watched the bad lip reading? Game of Thrones.
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
Nope.
It's quite funny. They turn a bunch of scenes from Game of Thrones into a movie trailer, and it's all about how the guy, well, Sean Bean, who plays Ned Stark in Game of Thrones, where he's actually this guy who's trying to keep this, like, medieval fun world or something like that, theme park, from, like, going down the tubes.
Hmm.
In spite of all
the... I have not seen it. I did see one for the NFL that was hilarious.
I've never enjoyed those lip-reading things.
In fact, referenced the NFL one for you, Noah, a little earlier.
There you go.
I missed it.
When you were connecting to my Skype.
Yeah.
Oh. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Oh.
What, it said, do you accept Noah? And I hit accept. And then I wrote back and said, orange peanut? Oh, I accept you.
I don't normally watch them, but that one was hilarious.
It is.
Ah! Nanerpuss.
Are you watching Nanerpuss again?
No, I'm just being as random as Noah was earlier. So, like Noah said, we should probably wind this down. I don't know if we'll have anything to put up next week, because all three of us, are going to be in Disneyland.
Uh-huh. Well, Andy hasn't confirmed if he's going to actually be there.
Yes, I have.
You said
all you said is you have a hotel.
You put in capital letters some word indicating that you may not be there. I don't remember what it was now.
Wait.
What?
No, just that I was waiting to get confirmations of the dates we were actually going to physically be in the park. Oh, and those dates are Thursday and Friday.
You said, I believe we're at the parks those 2 days.
Yes.
So believe does not make me, does not give me a lot of hope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that I said that we got a hotel right next to Disneyland so that we could just spend time in Anaheim?
But why would you capitalize believe?
Because I wasn't sure if we were going to be in the park Thursday and Friday or Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's what I need to know.
Okay, it's Thursday and Friday. Now you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to pick 2 days, pick Thursday and Friday. Because, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10 in terms of crowdedness, Thursday and Friday, the park is at a 9.7. Saturday, 9.9.
Fair enough.
The calendar I was looking at had like scales like not crowded. Yeah, hey, it's not crowded. Mildly crowded. Yup, it's crowded. And forget it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all forget it.
Oh,
this is going to be fun.
Yeah. So don't plan on leaving the park and getting back in. They will probably reach capacity.
Oh, holy shit. I didn't even know that was possible.
Oh, yeah. Especially it happens around this time of year. Sorry. Warning. Don't make your plans to go there yet.
Well, thank you for that warning, Tim. That was quite timely.
All right.
What the fuck? I thought you would look shit up. Anyway, all right, So, quick 10 laughs before we sign off.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Ten laugh time, 10 laugh time. It's time to read some jokes. Read the ones that get sent in by all you lovely folks.
Hey,
10 laugh time, 10 laugh time. The shingle's kind of dumb, but I don't care and you shouldn't either, cause 10 laugh time has come. 10 laugh time, 10 laugh time. It's fucking 10 laugh time.
Ho 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 ho. I don't get it.
Oh, I forgot about this.
This one's from Kira. What does Mickey Mouse use to browse the web?
A mouse.
An iPad mini. Oh, Kiki. Oh, she's a Kiki Kira. Call me whatever you want, as long as it's not cunt. Jesus.
Whoa.
Well, I was not going to call you cunt.
Why you gotta hit the gas like that? Cunt?
Hey.
I got one from Chelsea.
Is it Chelsea or Kelsey?
Stop making Darth a joke!
Darth Vader to the Emperor. I have foreseen...
Can't stop me.
We all ready?
No. Wait, what? Who?
Darth Vader to the Emperor.
Shut the fuck up!
Darth Vader to the Emperor. After seeing that Luke will be getting a football for Christmas, the Emperor asks, how do you know this? Darth Vader says, I felt his presence.
Nah.
There you go.
Okay, I don't think we've read this one before. This one is from EJ, Tancast's number one insert something catchy fan. Here's a tan laugh from Facebook. A teacher asks her class, if there are five birds sitting on a fence and you shoot one of them, how many will be left? She calls on little Johnny. None. They all fly away with the first gunshot. The teacher replies, the correct answer is four, but I like your thinking. Then little Johnny says, I have a question for you. There are three women sitting on a bench having ice cream. One is delicately licking the sides of the triple scoop of ice cream. The second is gobbling down the top and sucking on the cone. The third is biting off the top of the ice cream. Which one is married? The teacher, blushing a great deal, replies, well, I suppose the one that gobbled down from the top and sucked the cone. Oh, the correct answer is the one with the wedding ring on, but I like your thinking.
Oh, good one.
Nice.
You're doing it like a racist tweet before a 12-hour flight.
Remember, never trust celebrities not to say offensive shit.
This week I hate the guy who was sitting behind me on the flight from Phoenix to Santa Barbara, who apparently felt the need to rape my seat back when he was getting up to go to the bathroom.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. Really, Andy? Rape?
Yes.
Really? Really, dude?
No, dude, what? It was like there was,
oh my
there was
God.
A rhythm to it.
He held your seat back down?
On the seat?
No. It wasn't that he reached up and grabbed the seat and, like, yanked on it or something like that to, like, get himself out of the seat. I understand, like, if the seat, oh, it's going back. Oh, the guy behind me was using it to help pull himself up because planes are fucking all crowded and shit. No, like, he was getting up and he grabbed my seat back and it was like thunk 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 thunk. I don't know what he was doing, but he was just shaking the seat back, trying to. Maybe it was like trying to get momentum to get his ass up out of the seat or something. But there was rhythm to it.
Maybe he was dancing.
Maybe just dancing with my seat.
To the beat of the rhythm of the plane. This song is now stuck in your brain. All right.
Nice. I was gonna rhyme with explain, but you did better.
Nailed it.
I need to head out.
Indeed.
All right. Love you, Noah.
Love you.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys.
See you in that magic kingdom.
In the magic
kingdom. I'm still not for sure, because then I have to, like, rent a car or get a plane ticket or something, so we will see.
Well, then fuck you.
Well, then we'll just have Tacast. We'll find someone else with an N name.